all about. It has a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah, Clubhouse Games probably has the most hours of play singly out of any game I've ever owned.
And that's the thing. You can keep coming back to it whenever you have a few minutes or you have a few hours and drag this title out of the dust closet. All right, man. Hey, thanks for joining me, Jay. It's great to hear from you again. And I'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Yes, hopefully.
All right, man. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Jaden Walker, twitter.com/TheEternal. The Eternal, what's that about? Well, Jaden is a fancy, dancy disco machine himself. He's a great musician, great media creator in his own right. Speaking of media, speaking of the iPhone, speaking of Pinball 2000, let's get all that glue together. Who's going to bind it together? Let's do it right now. Let's get Greg on the line. And I'm down again.
Magic Sock.
Even for the game debut, we have to play the future of pinball. San Francisco, California. Greg Maletic is here to talk about his new game for the Apple iPhone. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Wiggly. I appreciate it.
Right on. Now, let me take a guess. Now, I hope that this is some type of remote control device for my soda can robo-bug.
No, it is not that.
Hey, will it give me detailed instructions on how to remove the tracking device the government planted in my brain?
No, it doesn't do that either.
See, nobody planted anything in your brain, but I bet that both of those are close.
If you use a very expansive definition of what the game does, then yeah, I guess they're close.
Ah, I knew it. All right, well, this is an exclusive for us as anyway. What does it do?
Well, it is a game, and it's called Wishing Stars. It's a game for the iPhone.
Okay.
And it is a GPS-driven game. You're basically kind of a scavenger hunt that you go on, but it takes place entirely at Disneyland. So if you're visiting Disneyland, you can use this game to go on various quests within the park.
Oh, so
and try and find virtual prizes that are hidden around the place.
Oh, you don't have to buy Disneyland. You can just go there and use this, and then you go on a scavenger hunt, and who can ever collect them all first wins.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. I mean, you buy the app before you go to Disneyland. You just buy it through the iTunes store like you do any other kind of app. And you show up there, and then you pick these various quests to go on. The quests are kind of categorized in different ways. There are easy quests for kids and families. There are medium ones for the casual park goer and hard ones for the Disneyland expert. And you have clues that take you around the park. And the idea is in each one of these virtual locations that are tagged with the GPS coordinate, there's a clue that leads you to that specific place. And when you get there, if the phone detects that you're standing in the right spot, it gives you what's called a wishing star fragment.
Oh,
and when you get enough fragments together, you build a whole wishing star, and at the end of each quest is a wishing star. And so you're trying to collect as many of those as you can.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, is this the first app out of the future of pinball?
It's really the second app. The first app was something entirely different. It's a little countdown calendar app that lets you keep track of important dates. But, you know, it's not a game. This is definitely a brand new thing for I was going to say us, but really the future of pinball is just me right now. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a brand new kind of app for me.
This sounds great. I'm so happy to have you on the show to talk about it. And also, this is a great tie-in with George Gomez because you are actually the person behind Tilt, the battle to save pinball. That was you.
That is correct. That was something I did a couple years ago, and I'm still, you know, actively working on in terms of getting it out there and getting as many people to watch it as I possibly can. But yeah, I met up with George probably 5 or 6 years ago to do the interviews that appeared in Tilt, as well as the rest of the guys, you know, the Williams guys that appeared in the film, and that was a totally fantastic project. So yeah, I'm really, really happy with how that turned out.
Did you cry when you were making it?
I don't know if I cried, but, you know, it's definitely an emotional project. I mean, I think I was pretty upset when I first heard that Williams was shutting down pinball. That happened before I even started the film.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the guys were very emotional about the thing they built, and, you know, they put their heart and souls into it. And so, sure. You know, it meant a lot to them, and I think it, you know, that comes through in the film.
Oh, yeah, it definitely tugs on your heartstring. And now it's now available in iTunes. You can purchase it in there and see what Kyle and I are always talking about.
That's right.
Fantastic, Greg. Anything else?
Just the Wishing Stars game is going to be premiering on August 24th.
Oh, okay.
And so you can get it through the iTunes App Store. You can visit the website, the Wishing Stars website, to find out more information, and that is at wishingstarsgame.com. And the site is up now. And the game is, you play it at Disneyland. There is also going to be a Disney World version coming out in the fall for people who are traveling to the East Coast.
I'm going there in October.
Going to Disney World in October?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hopefully I'll get it out by then. I think it'll probably be out by October, so hopefully we'll get you a copy.
Cool. And get to work on that soda can RoboBug controller and tracking device remover.
That is my next project.
Right on, man. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye. What a treat. What a treat. And speaking of treats, I can think of no greater treat than digestives. Let's go cross the pond. Pressing now.
Magic Suck will connect you. Magic Suck.
Why is it called the... And a Scarfy, go! Then.
Oh, well, live from the heavy metal fortress of Innescarthy that doesn't exist. It's you know, I'm John. Hello.
Johnny Capcom on the line.
That's me, all right.
John, what has been in your gaming console thing?
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Well, that is not quite a long enough name. Now, what system is this for?
That would be for the Xbox 360.
Right on, gotcha. Now, are you playing this on a television, or are you just doing it by radio?